I've thought up 10 multiple choice questions. They could be easy, they could be hard, but most of all, I hope you find them fun. Get your pen and paper ready for the test that will begin when the music stops. Question 1. What is the principal use of a spider's fangs?
A.
To capture prey.
B.
To organize their webs.
C.
To inject venom.
D.
To move eggs. Question 2. How is the spider's head fixed to its abdomen?
A.
Through a joint called the thorax.
B.
Through a small cylindrical joint called a pedicel.
C.
Through its antenna.
D.
Directly connected head to the abdomen. Question 3. In a spider, nerves are used to sense information and carry out instructions to parts of the spider's body. In a spider, where are the nerves concentrated?
A.
Nerves are concentrated mostly in the abdomen.
B.
Like insects, the nerves are distributed throughout their body.
C.
The nerves are connected to the spider's spinal cord.
D.
They are concentrated in the cephalothorax, the spider's head. Question 4. How do spiders achieve movement?
A.
With electricity.
B.
With muscles.
C.
With hydraulics.
D.
With pneumatic pressure. Question 5. When did spiders first appear?
A.
420 million years ago.
B.
200 220 million years ago, 220 million years ago, C, 320 million years ago, 320 million years ago,
D,
120 million years ago, 120 million years ago.
Question 6.
How many species of spiders are vegetarian?
A.
One species.
B.
50 species. 50 species.
C.
10 species. 10 species.
D.
No species.
Question 7.
How long can a pet tarantula live?
A.
5 years. 5 years.
B.
25 years. 25 years.
C.
2 years. 2 years.
D.
10 years. 10 years.
Question 8.
Spiders can eat
A.
Only small pieces of food.
B.
Plants.
C.
Only liquids.
D.
Small live insects.
Question 9.
The role of the pedestal is
A.
To allow the head to swivel.
B.
To allow the abdomen to bend to make silk.
C.
To attach the legs.
D.
To extend the spider's head forward so it can see.
Question 10.
Which correctly states the position of key organs in a spider?
A.
Its lung is in its head, and its stomach and heart are in its abdomen.
B.
Its lung, heart, and stomach are in its head.
C.
Its stomach is in its head while its lung and heart are in its abdomen.
D.
Its heart and stomach are in its head while its lung is in its abdomen.
Thank you. test is over, it's time to swap papers and correct your friend's work. Question 1, C, question 2, B, question 3, D, question 4, C, question 5, C, question 6, A, question 7, B, question 8, C, question 9, B, question 10, C.
Now, the question, an explanation. The question again and then the answer.
Question 1.
What is the principal use of a spider's fangs? A spider's order Arachnida are an air-breathing arthropods that have 8 legs and Chelicerea with fangs able to inject venom. So we're going to ask a question about venom. Now, air breathing, there's two different groups of spiders, one with primitive lungs, or single book, and double book lungs. They're little air holes inside, they don't breathe through their lungs. Their air breathing system, so that's interesting. So you've got the ground dwelling spiders which live near water, like the funnel webs and other stuff like that. They're the earliest spiders. And obviously eight legs, and arachnid means is the type of spider, but the arthropods means an exoskeleton with joints in the exoskeleton. What is the principal use of a spider's fangs?
C.
To inject venom.
Question 2.
How is the spider's head fixed to its abdomen? Anatomically, spiders differ from other arthropods, i.e. insects and crayfish and that type of stuff, in that the usual body segments are fused into two tagmata, the cephalothorax, which is the head, and the abdomen, are joined with by a small cylindrical pedicel. How is the spider's head fixed to its abdomen?
B.
Through a small cylindrical joint called a pedicel.
Question 3.
In a spider, nerves are used to sense information and carry out instructions to parts of the spider's body. In a spider, where are the nerves concentrated? In all except the most primitive group, the mesothelia, spiders have the most centralized nervous system of all arthropods, as all their ganglia are fused into one mass in their cephalothorax. Now, cephalothorax means the head part of the body. They still don't have a brain. Now, if you look at other things like cockroaches and things like that, they have no central thing that you could identify as a brain. Their nerve system is actually distributed throughout their body and cut them open, similar to for crayfish and other things with shells in them. So crayfish, crabs, they're arthropods. In a spider, nerves are used to sense information and carry out instructions to parts of the spider's body. In a spider, where are the nerves concentrated?
D.
They are concentrated in the cephalothorax, the spider's head.
Question 4.
How do spiders achieve movement? Unlike most arthropods, spiders have no extensor muscles in their limb and instead extend them by hydraulic pressure. So they have muscles around liquid containers which actually causes their limbs to move back and forth. How do spiders achieve movement?
C.
With hydraulics.
Question 5.
When did spiders first appear? Multi-cell organisms first appeared 500 million years ago with the first land creatures, possibly 400 million years ago. These are just really rough numbers. 300 million years ago gives you the start of reptiles and dinosaurs, and then 60 million years ago, 64 million years ago, we've had the wiping out of the dinosaurs. 150 million years ago, we had perhaps the evolution of mammals, just to give you a generalized idea of how things came across. If warm-blooded mammals came from these reptiles, those warm-blooded reptiles with sails on the back. But let's read about here. Now, there's Jurassic from the Jura region in Switzerland, Jurassic Park, but that came after the Jurassic period. Jurassic had the Tyrannosauruses. Jurassics didn't have Tyrannosauruses, the very famous poster child of it. But now we're going to read about the origin of spiders. Spiders, like arachnids with silk-producing spigots, appeared in the Devonian period about 386 million years ago. But these apparently lacked spinnerets. So spinnerets is an incredible thing. It's a special, they can produce silk, but they can't produce a large amount of it. Spinnerets inject the components of making silk together to make a very rapid liquid crystal. True spiders found in the Carboniferous rocks, so this is after the Devonian period, so this is when things were coming just out of the water, 386, Devon. Carboniferous means there's lots of trees. Were found in the rocks from 318 to 299 million years ago. They are very similar to the most primitive surviving suburb, the Mesthia. So the Mesthia are the ones which had no central nervous system. Not central nervous system, their ganglia aren't put together in their little head. The main groups of modern spiders, the Megalophora and the Morphaera, first appeared in the Jurassic period. So this is after Jurassic, 200 million years ago. So Jurassic was before the Jurassic, and this is the time with it. So it's 200 million years ago. When did spiders first appear?
It's the
320 million years ago.
Question 6.
How many species of spiders are vegetarian? The species Bagheera kiplingi, I'm sure that's from Bagheera, kipling was described as herbivorous in 2008. But all other known species of spiders are predators, mostly preying on insects and on other spiders, although a few large species also attack birds and lizards. We have to really question the bird catching aspect of them. And obviously lizards. I've actually seen funnel webs take on lizards around here. And that tells you that the insects were about when before the spiders evolved at 318 million years ago. How many species of spiders are vegetarian?
A.
One species.
Question 7.
How long can a pet tarantula live? Although most spiders live for at most 2 years, tarantulas and mygalomorph spiders can live up to 25 years in captivity. How long can a pet tarantula live?
B.
25 years.
Question 8.
Spiders can eat.
Spiders and scorpions are members of the arachnids, which are a subsection of the arthropods, which are jointed animals. They have no jaws and therefore can only eat their food in liquid form, often straining them through fairly thick beards that filter out lumps of their food. Spiders can eat
C.
only liquids.
Question 9.
The role of the pedestal is: spiders' legs come out of their head or the cephalothorax. Between their head and their abdomen is a small cylindrical thing called a pedicel. And the main role of this is it enables the abdomen, which is the large egg-shaped body part, to bend underneath to make silk or make webs, so they can actually bend the back of their body through this neck. There was no neck there, they couldn't bend. The role of the pedestal is
B.
to allow the abdomen to bend to make silk.
Question 10.
Which correctly states the position of key organs in a spider? Looking at the diagram of the spider, it has a number of unusual features. In its head, it has its stomach. In its abdomen, which is its body, which is through its pedicel, connected to the head by the pedicel, it has its heart, it has its intestine, and it's sort of a large intestine. It also has its heart. Its lung is also in the abdomen. It's called a book lung because it looks like something with many sheets. Which correctly states the position of key organs in a spider?
C.
Its stomach is in its head while its lung and heart are in its abdomen.